The Supreme Court will pronounce its verdict today on a batch of petitions seeking directions to tally VVPAT slips with votes cast through EVMs during the elections. Ajit Pawar's wife has been cleared in a 25,000 crore rupee MSCB bank scam. Sunetra Pawar is BJP's Baramati candidate. The Economic Offences Wing closure report says there's no criminal act, there's no loss to the bank. And in the wealth redistribution row, well, Rahul Gandhi's advisor puts the Congress in a tough spot. Sam Pitroda advocates for the inheritance tax. BJP says, we told you the Congress is eyeing your wealth. There's suspense over the Amethi seat. Rahul Gandhi is reluctant. Robert Vadra is eager. Well, those are the big questions. Ab ki baar, Robert Vadra posters show up in Amethi. Smriti Irani, meanwhile, takes a jibe at Robert Vadra and says, Jagdishpur, beware, hide your property papers. Bollywood actor Kangana Ranaut campaigns for Gajendra Singh Shekhawat in Jodhpur. She says, pride of those who demolished my home is broken. And only Jai Shri Ram and saffron is everywhere, is what she tells NDTV. Right, breaking news coming in. Sunetra Pawar, wife of Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar and NCP Lok Sabha candidate from Baramati, has now got a clean chit from the Economic Offences Wing in the 25,000 rupee crore Maharashtra State Cooperative Bank scam case, though ED has contested the police probe. But the EOW has said Sunetra had resigned from Jay Agrotech as the director 2 years before it loaned money to the Ajit Pawar-linked Jalandeshwar Sugar Mills Private Limited, which the Enforcement Directorate has accused of money laundering. Before Sunetra Pawar, her sister-in-law and sitting member of Parliament Supriya Sule had filed her nomination to make it clear that it would be a Pawar versus Pawar battle as far as the Baramati constituency is concerned. Baramati will be going to polls on the 7th of May, but the breaking news we're tracking at the moment, Sunetra Pawar has now got a clean chit from the Economic Offences Wing in the 25,000 crore rupee Maharashtra State Cooperative Bank scam. Well, let's turn our attention now to the other crucial story we're tracking. The Supreme Court is scheduled to pass directions on petitions seeking 100% cross-verification of vote count in electronic voting machines, EVMs, with voter verifiable paper audit trail paper slips. In fact, a bench headed by Justice Sanjeev Khanna had reserved the case for judgment on the 18th of April. The petitioners, including the Association for Democratic Reforms, had argued that 97 crore registered voters in the country had a right to a more transparent electoral system with or without EVMs. The VVPAT, as you know, the Voter Verified Paper Audit Trail, enables a voter to see if the vote was cast properly and actually went to the candidate he or she supports. The VVPAT generates a paper slip that's kept in a sealed cover and can be opened if there is a dispute. Currently, cross-verification of EVM VVPAT happens only in 5 randomly selected polling booths in a single constituency. Now the news, Bollywood actress Kangana Ranaut, who's also BJP's candidate from Mandi, she's in Rajasthan actually on a 2-day tour campaigning for party candidates. She is among the star campaigners of the BJP. She touched down in Rajasthan on Tuesday and participated in road shows in support of BJP candidates. In fact, she was supporting the Pali parliamentary constituency. P.P. Chaudhary, that's the candidate from the Pali constituency. She was campaigning for Gajendra Singh Shekhawat in Jodhpur. Now she is scheduled to campaign for party candidate Kailash Chaudhary in Barmer. And in Barmer, she is expected to participate in road shows at Jaisalmer and Balotra. The polling will be held in 13 seats in Rajasthan during the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections on Friday, the 26th of April.